Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1118, Body Acceptance, Accepting Your Body Through the Changes of Motherhood, by Crystal Cargas of crystalcargas.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and it's my job to deliver to you some of the best relationship-oriented content around so you can apply it in your own lives and make the most of your own relationships. And if you're new here, Thursdays and Fridays are spent looking at content for parents specifically. So how can parents learn to do better by their children and themselves? Today, Crystal Cargas has some words on how mothers can treat their bodies more kindly and better the inner commentary about that. So without further ado, let's get right into her work and optimize your life. Body Acceptance, Accepting Your Body Through the Changes of Motherhood, by Crystal Cargas of crystalcargas.com. Quote, "In the flush of love's light, we dare be brave, and suddenly we see that love costs all we are and will ever be, yet it is only love which sets us free." End quote. By Maya Angelou. In a sea of disparaging waters, we often find ourselves treading. We mothers, daughters, sisters, whose bodies and hearts are subject to the harsh storms of judgment. Although our bodies have the potential to create the most beautiful miracles, we find ourselves ridiculed, clothed often in a blanket of shame and disgrace, with marks of infirmity. Though society might impose an artificial standard of beautiful, it is within ourselves in which true beauty is found. Every stretch mark, every curve and freckle and wrinkle, every gray hair or birthmark or dimple, there is nothing that can recreate the uniqueness of your beauty. Though we may be continually subject to a one-sided perception of what is lovely and what is beautiful, it is in fact exactly what makes up you. We will fight it, yes. We will take aggressive measures to improve and alter, forcing a mold that we were perhaps never meant to fit. And we find that our self-worth and acceptance are so easily tangled and enmeshed with body image. If only I was thinner, if only I were taller, if only I looked different. Oh, sweet mama, if only you could see what depths of beauty you exude, and the life you carried and wove in your womb, the sweetest miracle of life that stretched your body and your heart, will never leave you the same. Many of us grieve the body that was lost in the process and try aimlessly to restore its former glory. All the while, the world continues spinning, our hearts aching for acceptance, while the tragedy is the forsaking of this body that has carried our soul, that has grown and birthed life into this world. Years may have passed, and suddenly you cannot remember the last time you felt comfortable in your own skin. Body shaming becomes the common chatter in your head, and the reflection in the mirror begs for mercy as you scrutinize, agonize over flaws that only your eyes can see. Into this world we bear our children, and how these innocent souls teach us to love unconditionally. In those moments that you realize you would give anything for this precious life you created, can you see this love that reflects in their eyes and drives back into your brokenness? That true, unconditional love must extend from self-love and compassion. That only a tree firmly rooted can fruit be born. You are deserving of such love and compassion, and only by encompassing yourself with such grace can you teach your children to do the same. Their tender eyes do not search out your face for flaws, but rather see a face they recognize as love. Their hands do not search for tone or definition, but for the softness of your supple skin. Their arms do not care what size jeans you wear, as they wrap tightly around your legs. As a mother, you embody more than size and shape. You are the epitome of beauty, and nothing about your outward appearance could defile this image in their eyes. Sweet mama, in a world that so harshly judges and demands perfection, allow yourself to live at peace with your body, mind, and soul. For it is in our ever-changing skin that we are metamorphosing, building in ourselves a capacity for love and grace. As the years continue to pass on by, the wearing of our body gives rise to the charismatic soul that has loved and received love. It is in the imperfections that true beauty lies. Your child will remember your delicate scent, the twinkle in your eye that accompanies the break of your smile, the sound of your laughter that fills a room, the worn hands that cupped their face. In these precious memories will your beauty live on and be imprinted on hearts. And there, no perceived flaw can tarnish this treasure. After years or a lifetime of hatred towards your body, you may not know how to love yourself. You may not understand how to accept your body that may feel foreign and unfamiliar through the wear and tear of your motherhood journey. Accepting your body may seem like an impossible feat in the face of the world's demands to fix the flaws that were never there to begin with. So, how to accept your body, you may wonder. One small step at a time, dear mother. Start with the very life that was carried and knitted ever so perfectly in your womb. See yourself through their eyes and feel how deeply you are loved and cherished. Practice imparting grace to yourself and treat your body as you would your very best friend. By channeling love towards yourself, will you influence the same in your children, who will grow to know that they are lovable, worthwhile, and deserving of the graces that are too often lost in our world. And if accepting your changing body seems too much to bear, try expressing gratitude and kindness towards yourself instead. Get to know your body the way you learn to get to know your new baby. Treat her kindly. Speak words of gratefulness over her for everything she's brought you through and given you. Be ever so patient and compassionate with yourself as you navigate these uncharted waters. Give yourself permission to be imperfect, to be human, to celebrate the qualities that make you unique. Even on the days you feel at odds with yourself, extend a gentle hand of kindness to your body as you learn to accept where life has brought you. As you find the courage to love and embrace yourself, so will you ignite a sense of bravery in the ones whom you cherish, love, and dedicate your life to. It is then and only then, by such unconditional love, can we be set free. You just listened to the post titled, Body Acceptance: Accepting Your Body Through the Changes of Motherhood, by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And a wonderful post from Crystal today. Thanks so much to her for that. I think that her words today have so much to say about the nature of change and how much it can and should permeate all throughout our lives. But oftentimes, if the narrative we're hearing on the outside remains the same, then taking steps towards change feels less comfortable. In this case, while a mother's body changes, why shouldn't her perception of it change as well? If a body was once looked at in measurements and appeal, why mustn't the interpretation of the body's value change and be looked at in terms of functionality or maybe spiritual value? Why can the body not be seen in a new way as it offers new gifts? It's worth it for all of us to think like this from time to time. When it comes to one's body, can one's gratitude for it not be associated with how it helps us versus how it looks? What else in life could you consider differently and more healthily, in spite of how you've always considered it or how others consider it? Can work not be seen as an unpleasant grind, but something that has made it possible for you and your family to live comfortably? Can an old car not be seen as a hunk of junk, but something that has helped transport people to important places? There are plenty of variables, as per usual, but it can be refreshing to try these thoughts on for size sometimes. But that's going to do it for now, everybody. Thanks so much for being here today and devoting some of your Friday. I hope you enjoyed this post, and I hope you'll come back tomorrow for a Q&A episode where I answer a question from one of your fellow listeners, and where your optimal life awaits.